Complaints about the pace at which the bill sped through chambers were largely coming from House Democrats. Other concerns focused on the fact that with no rules yet established governing the industry, the Mining and Energy Commission would be the sole arbiters of the final regulations, with no further legislative approval. During the debate on the House floor, Democratic Representative Pricey Harrison of Guilford County asked why such a complicated bill brought with it such exigency.
Why are we rushing this bill? The proponents some of it have said it's about that North Carolina needs the jobs and America needs the energy. 387 jobs and 12 days of gas does not seem like it's worth the risk of, to our natural resources and to our public health. There's so many problems associated with this industry. We have plenty of time to get it right. It makes all kinds of sense for us to wait and not rush this bill.
Republican Representative Bill Brawley from Mecklenburg County, who voted for Senate Bill 786, says much of the opposition is based on misinformation.
We're going to hear a lot of frightening talk about things that are not in this bill. We're going to hear a lot of fear about situations that don't exist in this. And I read the bill. It ain't great, but it is what it is, and I'm going to support it.
House members Rick Catlin and Susie Hamilton voted against the bill. Frank Eiler and Ted Davis voted for it. Both senators from southeastern North Carolina, Tom Goolsbee and Bill Rabin, supported the bill. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.